Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. This is Bob Benyart Live with Leslie Hanks. Leslie, thank you for joining me in studio.
Thank you for letting me come in, Bob. This is always a fun thing to do with you.
So, Leslie, a funny thing happened on the way to the abortion clinic. Tony Massey, who's one of our dear friends and a faithful warrior down there at the Planned Parenthood Child Killing Center, pro-life Christian, he sort of spoofed a very famous pro-abort. And it's now the whole story is on Jill Stanek's website, and it's a kick. So let's talk through it, because you and I and others are involved in the backstory to this. So explain to the audience what's going on. This is fun.
Well, Tony's a great guy, and he comes faithfully to the Planned Parenthood in Denver, in North Denver. And his total reason for being there is to... He's a videographer, so he takes video of any incidents, like the one that happened to me this morning, which we could talk about later. But he also...
We were baptized by Starbucks, which I now know is a pollutant to the earth.
That's right.
Toxic pollutant. So, but yeah, let's get to that later.
All right. So anyway, Tony faithfully goes and does videography of people that are vendors to Planned Parenthood. So it's very reminiscent of... our old project, the Collaborator Project.
Collaborators and Project, bloodworkers.com.
That's Tony's site.
Yeah.
And so he films every vendor that comes to Planned Parenthood in North Denver. So one of the people that he stung, or that he faithfully documented
that they're doing business, they're getting blood money from this abortion mill, this abortion chain that kills kids.
That's right. And Udi's is a company that comes quite regularly.
They're a catering company?
Well, they actually are a restaurant in North Denver in the Stapleton area. Mm-hmm. And they have a line of granola. And they were recently bought out. I believe the article documents that Smart Balance, I think, might have recently bought them.
Udi's.
So Udi's has probably kind of gone national. Mm-hmm. But as Tony pointed out, it's bad business to do business with child killers. We all try to point this out. It's a bad business model. They're killing off your future customers. So.
Right. So there's a pro-abort group called Voice of Choice, and their idea is to turn the protesting back on the pro-lifers.
That's right.
To get thousands, tens of thousands of pro-aborts to call the pro-lifers. And they had their Project Denver back last year, and that was hysterical.
Yeah.
Because about 20 of us or so started getting phone calls from pro-aborts.
Right.
And Voice of Choice quickly canceled that project because we were ecstatic. I mean, we move heaven and earth to talk to one pro-abort, and now they're calling us.
Yeah.
So we had the greatest conversations. We recorded them. We aired them. We aired the calls that I got here at Bob Benyart Live. Our whole group, everybody's recording calls, and we're just going to have a blast. And Voice of Choice said, okay, we succeeded. Cancel the project. Don't call Denver anymore.
Well, and as the article points out, and bless Jill Stanek's heart for giving us such exposure, Todd Stave is the guy that runs Voice of Choice, and he claimed that, I believe, that our numbers at the mill were cut by half, and of course that was a big lie.
Yeah, and in reality, they're up as strong as they've ever been in the last 15 years.
That's right. So,
of course that was a lie, but hey, he kills kids, so lying,
that's
I mean,
right.
when you're a murderer, what's... Lying.
That's right.
Lying is wrong, but murder's worse.
He rents to late-term abortionists in Maryland, I believe, the article
right.
kind of
substantiates. He's not an actual abortionist. But those who advocate, for example, the killing of Jews are guilty of murder.
That's right. And he takes blood money from the people that are doing the late-term abortion.
Yeah.
So he's got a huge vested interest.
So he has Voice of Choice, and it's backfired. So Tony thought... Well, for one, they claim, Voice of Choice claims that we harass people, and we're just using our God-given right to free speech, standing on public property,
right.
saying, don't kill kids, don't kill your
right.
child. People will love you. You could be loved with your baby. You don't have to kill your baby to be loved and accepted. There's help for you, mom, and all that.
Right. And then, of course, the people that are the vendors, we say, you know, it's a bad business model, and you shouldn't do business with people that kill kids for profit and throw them in the trash.
Right. So the general lie is that we are domestic terrorists, that we use violence and all that. And if that was true, we'd all be in jail.
Right.
In a heartbeat.
Of course.
Right? They tried to get Ken Scott. They tried to get Joe Scott on all these things. And they had years worth of videotapes and they couldn't get them.
Right.
Because we don't do any of those things.
Of course not.
Right. So Tony thought, well, let me test this and see if they actually do any fact checking. So he pretended to be a worker for Udi's, a delivery person.
Yeah, exactly.
And said, I'm being harassed. And he sent the email. And he put the videos he takes and the websites he does, and he gave his phone number and everything. And so sure enough, it goes out nationwide by Voice of Choice, and CNN and MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, Washington Post, they all have praised Voice of Choice.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right. They love them.
Mm-hmm.
So Voice of Choice sends this out everywhere and says, thousands of pro-choice activists are turning the heat up on this Tony Massey of Denver. And Denver's YouTube video that was in the Voice of Choice email blast has now 109 views. So tens of thousands, and it's like, huh? And Tony's gotten so far 18 calls.
Well, and some of them were pro-lifers saying, good job, Tony.
That's right.
And now, you know, that it's on Jill's site, I'm guessing Tony's going to get quite a bit more traffic.
Yeah,
but
hopefully.
He sent out a great email and copied me earlier today. Can I read it to you, Bob?
Yeah,
it's pretty
please.
Quick. It says,
yeah.
Dear Udi's, looks like you managed to get the pro-aborts to stand up for you. Congratulations. When you serve the baby killers, don't be surprised when some of the baby's blood ends up on your hands.
Wow.
So he sent Jill's article to Udi's, and there's a Udi's graphic in the article, and so now Udi's is going to get all kinds of notoriety.
And I doubt they would want that kind of connection to child killing.
Well, I would hope not.
Right. But Voice of Choice, they don't really care about Udi's, right?
Of course not.
No. And if you care about God and what is right, you will warn people to oppose the killing of the innocent, the lynching of the innocent, the gassing, burying the innocent alive, every kind of cruelty, dismembering unborn children. If you did this to a fetal pig, you would go to federal prison.
I know.
If you took a fetal pig and ripped its limbs off, you would go to federal prison. And they do that at Planned Parenthood to boys and girls, little children. And the beautiful people defend it.
Yeah, it's crimes against humanity, and we need to bring back the Nuremberg trials. I just can't wait.
You're right. So if you care about your neighbor, you're going to warn him, don't support the killing of the innocent.
That's right. So. And they are warned, and they still, you know, flip us off and throw coffee on us.
Yeah. So Jill Stanek's article about this really is great. It goes through the whole saga going back to last year. And it was funny because, I mean, we would have paid them, really.
For this kind of publicity.
To get all these pro-aborts to call some of the most battle-hardened, savvy pro-lifers in the world here in Denver. I mean, when pro-lifers come through Colorado, Leslie, I don't know if I've never asked you this. I don't know if they've ever said this to you, but those who've traveled the country, they have said to me that there is something about Denver, Colorado, where the pro-life movement is so focused, so determined, so committed. And it's unlike any other city in the country. Now, there are great heroes like the Reverend Flip Benham in Texas.
Amen.
And Matt Truella from Wisconsin, right? Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And they do tremendous work. But these pro-lifers say there is something about Denver where it's got it together. It's got the vision, the commitment, no compromise, no regulations, no exceptions.
Praise the Lord. That model spread around the country.
Yeah, and you know, I think it is.
I think so. Hey, I'm so excited.
What?
I love this new website. You know, you and I did a show about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When Oklahoma failed to bring a vote for personhood in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Their leadership betrayed them. Imagine that.
Yeah.
We had a call from a gentleman named T. Russell.
Oh, yeah.
Hunter. And he's just awesome. And they run this website called Abolish Human Abortion. And I ordered two shirts today. So I'm going to have abolitionist T-shirts.
Wow.
Yay.
Okay. Let me look at that site right now.
Oh, it's so awesome.
AbolishHumanAbortion.com.
And they create the most effective posters, Bob.
Wow.
I love those guys. So T. Russell, keep it up. You guys are on the right track.
That is a thrill. And they are very much in support of personhood,
they
as
are.
They were there in Oklahoma, but actually all over the country and around the world.
That's right.
So abolishhumanabortion.com.
There it is.
There it is. Abolish Human Abortion.
I can't say enough about their website. It's so effective.
Wow, that is just great.
And they have like a gallery of posters that could be blown up and put around town on campuses and on mm-hmm. phone poles. Do we still have phone poles in this era?
It depends on where you are. They're right next to the mailboxes.
Yeah.
That's all these right. things are disappearing. All these cultural
icons.
And
the payphones.
And the payphones, right. So, Leslie, and by the way, you are the vice president of Colorado Right to Life. You're one of the leaders of the personhood movement. Your profile on Pro Life Profiles, we've been talking about that site. And how the Mitt Romney profile is one of the number one sites that people are going to find out as the campaign heats up, as the general public starts to get involved. Because the general public isn't yet involved. But as that's happening, people are going to ProLifeProfiles.com for the Mitt Romney profile, and then they're finding what a wealth of information, what a deep sight.
Right.
I've had people tell me that they read the Mitt Romney pro-life profile for the second time in the last couple of weeks that we've mentioned it,
mm-hmm.
and they've said it is absolutely astounding. You get a 5-year education just in the time it takes you to read one profile.
I'm doing my part. I spread that web address every chance I get with a Romney profile.
And,
and
the reason I'm bringing it up is because right there in tier one, Romney's tier four, person had never, he's against enforcing the God-given right to life for every innocent child. He's against that. He doesn't believe that. He opposes that. But in tier one, person had now, there's a profile for this. Who is this? Leslie Hanks.
Ooh. I'm so honored to be on that first tier.
What?
That's awesome.
And, we're getting thumbs up from the radio, the studio audience. What an awesome profile. When you read that thing, it's so cool to see the things that you have done. Leslie, you are one of the leaders of the leaders of the pro-life movement.
Well, it's an honor, I'll tell you what. I want to see it end in my lifetime. I've been saying that. I said that all through the Amendment 62 battle, and mm-hmm. I thought we were going to win, but we keep getting signatures.
Well,
hey, I'm just about to finish my 25th petition.
25? Woo-hoo! And wait, how
I got
many
10 more
signatures are on a petition?
56, so I think I'm almost to 1,500.
Leslie,
getting up there. And I'm going to check this weekend, the
check
homeschool conference.
Colorado.
Christian Educators of Colorado.
Yeah, Christian Home Educators of Colorado. Check. They have their super conference at the Merchandise Mart at I-25 and 58th. And so, boy, folks should go. And Ken Ham will be there, Young Earth Creationist.
Yeah.
And the Young Earth Creationists are just cooking all over this country and around the world. A greater percentage of people believe today, according to Gallup, that God made us in the last 10,000 years.
Yeah, over 50% now,
believe,
right?
No, but it's more than 30 years ago. 30 years ago, it was 44%. Today, it's 46%.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going in the right direction.
We are. With the hundreds of billions of dollars spent in the education system to teach people that we evolved from animals and all, and all the media, with all the hundreds of billions of dollars spent, the truth of God's word is going to prevail.
Amen.
That is so exciting.
Yeah.
So Ken Ham will be there, and I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you're working evening of
I think
of these,
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
I'll be
night,
there
okay.
late afternoon, early evening for a couple hours with James Craddock.
Nice, yeah. I'll be there 2 to 6 on Friday.
2 to 6 on
and
Friday.
And then maybe some on Saturday, a little bit.
Okay,
Saturday
and I bet you we get a lot of signatures.
I'm hoping.
At the Christian Home Educators of Colorado Super Conference.
Yep.
So Kevin Swanson will be there.
Presumably, yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the sponsors of the personhood amendment this time.
He is. And Kevin Swanson was the president of CHECK for many years.
Yep, that's right.
And he's very great involved guy. In the homeschool movement nationwide. He's a leader in that movement. And so it's such a thrill to see these people that are all pulling in the same direction.
Yes, amen.
Unlike what happened for 30 years where the pro-life movement, like National Right to Life and CWA and all those AUL, if a Christian activist stood up and said, we want to fight for a personhood amendment or a human life amendment, they used to call it, they would drive them out of the movement. They would get them fired, get them kicked off the board, try to stop their funding, tell all the pro-life Christian politicians, don't listen to that person, it's a bad idea. And they were as divisive as they could be for 30 years.
Yeah.
And now the momentum has changed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Colorado Right to Life is no longer affiliated with National Right to Life. That's the best thing that ever happened to us, yeah. I think.
Well, yeah. Well, sure, when National Right to Life is against advocating for the right to life, something's wrong.
That's right.
Something went amiss.
Hey, Bob, I got a couple of other exciting things to share.
Yeah.
I know we don't have too much time left. I saw a great post from Cal Zastro today, and also it's on Personhood USA about election result in North Dakota,
right,
where there was a gentleman named Kurt Olofsson who opposed personhood, and what do you know? He lost his race.
Wow. That,
I think his opponent, Joe Miller, if I'm reading this right, got 69%, but I might not be reading it right, because it's also there was a great race in South Carolina, mm-hmm, and their personhood sponsor, Senator Lee Bright, I think he might have gotten 69%, but in any case, I think the tide's starting to turn.
Mm-hmm.
People are excited about abolishing abortion.
I had dinner at Maggiano's last week with a scientist from South Carolina, and he was interested to hear that in South Carolina, not only in Colorado, but in his own state, there are personhood heroes who are fighting to establish, to uphold the God-given right to life of the unborn child. He said, wow, in South Carolina, that's just great.
Yeah.
Was it South Carolina, you said?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's super. So Cal Zastro was just on this program. I don't know if you heard Cal on the show. He's in Montana.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
Revival.
He is. Revival. Victory.
Victory. Missions.
Yeah, missions. Cal Zastro has headed up the effort to collect signatures in Montana. They're right up against their deadline.
Yeah.
Lord willing that they're going to have enough signatures and get on the ballot. But Cal has his plans, contingency plans. Either way, if not, he's beginning a statewide tour to train people locally to stand up as Christians to stop the killing of unborn children.
Bob, when we were in Wyoming with States of Refuge campaign, which is a offshoot.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah, Jackson offshoot Hole of Operation Save America.
OSA and Flip Benham.
Cal gave the most astonishing sermon. He preached a sermon, but he was supposed to be speaking, but oh my gosh, it was so on fire. So I have 18 minutes of it on my iPhone. Mm. But I didn't think until I realized, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever heard, to turn it on. So I've asked him if he could get me the full copy. He thinks somebody else might have videotaped the whole thing or, you know, did it with his phone. And I would love it if we could make it available through here as DVDs, because it's so powerful. The church needs to get engaged. You know, we all realize the church could end abortion if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And that was essentially Cal's message, and it was just the most anointed message I've heard in forever. So,
praise God. So, Cal up in Montana, we have personhood leaders. In fact, here in Colorado is the headquarters of Personhood USA. They have got initiatives going in states around the country, and they have a petition drive going in Europe.
In Europe, it's so exciting. And the Vatican is actually going to get on board with the EU personhood initiative, which is so exciting.
It's just absolutely thrilling. And there, of course, the rules are different all over the country, all over the world. But there, they're basically trying to force this to become an item for consideration at the EU as a first step. But they're told they need, by their process, 1 million signatures. And Personhood USA and the Vatican have both said that we're going to make a pro-life statement and get far more than a million signatures.
I bet that. I'm sure they will.
And I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, they're getting really active.
Yeah. So our deadline is coming right up. We have less than a month to the July 9th deadline, where your petitions need to be in-house at Colorado Right to Life or Personhood Colorado. It's all under the umbrella of the Colorado Personhood Coalition,
right?
The CPC.
Mm-hmm.
And that effort, like you said, you're on what, number 15?
No, I'm about to finish 25. I have 10 more signatures
25,
to finish 25.
Which would be about 1,500 signatures.
Right.
So if somebody's listening and they don't have a petition, boy, do they need to get one.
They do.
We're running out of time.
Yeah. I talked to Susan before I came on air today. And
Susan who?
Susan Sutherland,
oh,
who
hi.
Is the initiative coordinator. And she's working just so hard. It's just amazing. But she said she was praying that everybody that's listening to the show today will call five churches in their area and see if we could come bring petitions, or they could take petitions to mm-hmm. those churches. And if everybody could just get 25 signatures, anybody can do it. It's fun.
It is fun. And you go to your friends, you go to your church, or you just go to the library or the post office. Where do you usually go? Because you've gotten a lot of signatures.
Well,
I don't think Doug McBurney has gotten as many signatures as you have.
I think he's hit 1,000.
He's hit 1,000.
Yeah, and he did it pretty fast because he'd been out of state for a while, I think. Yeah. But
he travels a lot with work.
I do go to a Christian bookstore that's been very, very generous to us.
Mm-hmm. Mardell's.
Mardell, yeah.
And boy, do we have to encourage people to shop at Mardell's.
Yeah, those people
shop
are fabulous.
For any time you need a gift, go to Mardell's.
Yep.
And thank them
selection.
For their testimony for the Lord and the innocent child.
Yeah, they're
thank
great.
Them.
And then we just try to hit events. And 4th of July is coming up, so people, you know, can take a petition to their local patriotic, you know, event that's happening in their town
right.
and probably wind up getting, you know, 25, 50 signatures.
And the Czech event, I bet you a few thousand signatures come from that one event.
Oh, I hope so.
I bet you a few thousand.
And then I'm going to go to something in Loveland tomorrow night. Mm. It's maybe a candidate event, but yeah, it's exciting.
So you go wherever. Now, I think that for those who listen to the show who live in Colorado, who don't have a petition, I think for some reason they're afraid to do it, like intimidation. They're intimidated. You know, it's a little bit difficult until you get used to
it. Yeah.
But how about
not
this?
Really, though. It's
well,
not hard.
It's not hard. But some people are afraid to open their mouth and say hi to somebody they're walking by on the street. Just saying hi is, you know, introverts and extroverts.
Well,
I talk to everything.
Yeah.
If it doesn't move, I pump it up and check it out. Hey, how are you doing today? I'm a rock. Oh. So I talk to everyone, but some people don't. But I'd like to challenge the people who don't have a petition to this day, and maybe they think they're not going to ever get one. Just get 10 signatures. Ask God to help you to have the boldness to get 10 signatures. In the Bible, God loves boldness and courage. Leslie, they're right at the top of what the Lord appreciates about his people. In fact, in the book of Revelation, at the very end, look it up if you don't believe me. I think we have a good track record. When we say something's in the Bible, people look it up and they say, well, look at that. There it is. At the end of the book of Revelation, Jesus lists the things that he hates the most about the people going to hell. And the first thing is that they're cowards.
And the lukewarm church. Hey, I've got a quote.
That's at the beginning of the book.
Yeah. Can I read a quick quote
to
inspire people to why we need to get involved? This is in a piece on Breakpoint, and it's called We Could End Abortion Overnight If We Really Wanted To. So if your pastor has yet to have the petition in his church, bring this to his attention. It says, over 50 million children have been aborted in America under the sanction of federal law since Roe v. Wade. 50 million. If we honored each of those 50 million human beings with a single minute of silence, we would remain speechless for over 95 years. How about, instead of remaining speechless, as to our everlasting shame we have done now for 39 years, we open our mouths and blow the trumpet.
Oh, my. How many years?
95 years.
For a minute of silence for each child killed by the abortionist.
So if you don't have a petition, if that doesn't motivate you to want to be involved in the greatest human rights struggle of our generation, I don't know what will.
And this promotes the gospel. People say, well, I'm more into promoting the gospel. I don't know anybody who gets more people converted to Christianity than all my pro-life friends.
That's right.
My pro-life friends are the ones interacting with believers and unbelievers, saying there is a God. We have to honor him. And a college student says, what makes you think there's a God? And then the door is open. Christians by the million say, well, I wish I had an open door. Just ask people if they'll sign your person a petition, and there it is.
Yeah, and you just say, hey, 4,000 babies are dying every day. Will you do something to help us stop it? We want to have something to vote on this fall. You're not going to find all that many politicians that are great leaders on this issue. You're just not. So we got to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. The people will lead and the leaders will follow.
So I'd like to give out the phone number for Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. You can call there or you can email them and say, I'd like a petition, because we're running out of time. I mean, Donna only has so many hands. She's got to mail a petition to you. So call Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. If she answers, great. If not, please leave your name and phone number. Say, I'd like a petition. You can even leave your address, save a step, and then you'll get one in the mail. But we are running out of time.
Down to about 1 month left.
Yeah, July 9th. So the petitions have to be either in at Personhood Colorado or Colorado Right to Life or postmarked by July 9th.
Correct.
And so far, Leslie, it seems like we're doing reasonably compared to the last two election cycles of the petitions that have come in already. The vast majority of people, as in over 95%, don't send them in to the last couple weeks.
Right.
And so this is very hard to manage.
Yeah.
Because you work so hard. I mean, poor Susan Sutherland. Poor Susan. She is working so hard for so long. And imagine serving the Lord with everything you got, with like your last ounce of strength, and you don't know how you're doing.
Yeah.
It's
hard. You know, we've done it twice, so I'm optimistic that, of course, we're going to be on the ballot this fall again. But if you have a petition and you haven't filled it, don't not return it to us because it's not full. We'll take any signature. If you only have one signature, still get it
Absolutely.
Notarized and send it back
then
in.
You go to the bank, you get it notarized, and then you mail it or bring it, drop it off.
Right.
Right? It has to be notarized.
Uh-huh. And you do need a photo ID when you take it to the notary.
Photo ID. Don't believe the notary if they say, well, I know you. Say, no, record my photo ID, I insist.
Correct.
Has to be. God bless you guys.